Good morning. I'm glad you're here. And if there's anyone else who wants to come down to join us, you're welcome to come. So when I was around your age, I used to play hand games. And one of the games I used to play was taught to me by my brother. I have an older brother. And he taught me that if he had laid his palms face up, I could put my palms face down on his. And what he'd try to do is he'd try to reach around and slap the top of my hands. It was a game, we called it slaps, but people have different names for it. And I was never very good at it. My brother would get me almost every single time. And so I didn't usually like to play that game. But I also played hand games. I don't know if you've ever played them with your friends, a game called Slide, and you'd slide your hands, and you would hit one another's hands, and then back to back, and then you would hit twice and twice. And you'd keep building until you did it three times. Do you know this game? Or maybe you've played Miss Mary Mac, or you sang songs and played hand clap games. Or maybe you've given somebody a high five before. You give me a high five when I'm walking down the aisle every single time. So these are games that we play with our hands. And in this passage, Paul talks to us about how we use our hands. We use our hands to work honestly. And that's not the only thing he says. He says, we work honestly so that we might share with one another, share with the needy, and that we might be able to give away what we have. So whenever we're playing with each other, whenever we're working with each other, Paul is talking about how we have an opportunity to work and to share with each other. Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you for this day, for the wonderful opportunity to be together in your community. Thank you for our hands and the ability to play games with them, the ability to work honestly with them, and most of all, the ability to share with others. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming down.